got sick and he could not work. Sally drove his beef like a man. Sally drove his beef like a man.
Yo, Diamond Dave here. That was John Henry. Perfect. And here we are live in our underground studios. Amateur radio, as he said. Our underground studios here in the heart of San Francisco. Here in the heart of San Francisco. And I have another full house here. This is the kind of music that's happening out here. Transcending all. Here's one of our themes. Transcending all past categories. We welcome all cool folk out here on the cutting edge. And here's a living example here. You've heard of the cowboy poets. I'm about to go off to the Rainbow Gathering in West Virginia. There'll be some cowboy poets there. Are they living proof you don't have to be a wimp to be a hippie? Cowboy hippies. But here, in the tradition of that cowboy poets that have their Nevada gathering every year, here's my brother Eric Parr. He's got a song, he's got a poem for you. Hey, welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio. Welcome to Indie Bay Media, Eric Parr.
Thank you.
Show us what you do, brother.
I like to introduce the concept of cowboy poetry with a little piece that doesn't have a name, but it's real short. It's called Cowboy Haiku. Spring morning flies in my beer. Well, I'm a cowboy poet from a way out west, mosey and scribe with a dusty quest, and I love to ride and roam and rhyme, yodel and alliterate any old time. Yodel-a-yee-hoo, riding bright in the saddle of my old horse Metaphor. Yodel-a-yee-hoo, on the banks of the Sacramento. Hoo-hoo. Like an old tree root down a sewer line, I was in this sleeping bag of mine. Made my camp underneath the skies when suddenly, with wild surmise, I commenced to make my way down Balboa Street. Or was it Cortez? I was heading for that poetry reading. Followed that wandering poetry star, found a pot of gold down at the local bar. There stood a lady, just like Madonna. She says, maybe I don't wanna, but sometimes I get the urge to go soak in detergent and pierce my feet. And then like a turkey on a rope, or a haiku by the Pope, up steps Harvey from Ukiah. He invokes the beat Messiah on a grant from poets in the schools. His application was a cello wrapped rolls of pink paper towels bound up in a jagged black ribbon. He called it self-portrait. Well, I did not know where this might lead, but then it came my turn to read, and so I up and spilt a sonnet all about the bees here in my bonnet. It was my time to shine like a phosphorescent bug in the cozy haunt of the night, gathering the dark nectar of old rhyme forms in order to lay the honey of lines into the hollow tree of your each and every individual mind. Well, it's hard to be a modern poet, of course, like getting on the freeway on a broke-down horse, and it's even harder out here in the West, but you know the lifestyle really seemed the best. And of course, the money is so good. Well, folks, I got to ramble. I'm heading for that big postmodernist shootout up in Elko, Nevada.
That's, have you ever been to that postmodernist shootout in Elko?
I actually went to the one down south. Oh, it must be.
That's
that for those
Elko's
in the know.
One.
Those who are not in the know. That's the grand the grand championship.
Grand
that's the big leagues of cowboy poets in Elko, Nevada, Easton every year. I don't even know what time. I'm sure you can find it. It's called the Cowboy Poetry Read. I'm sure if you Google it. If you got us now, you can Google it almost as we speak and find the Cowboy Poets Confab.
Make room for the next.
And that's Eric Parr. And here we got this brother coming over here. Do we got a segue music? We got something on? Let's put something on while we get ready.
No, we just got this here poet right chair.
Okay, we got the chair. We got the poetry chair. And we got now this man. Once again, we went from going from the cowboy poets to that lineage that goes all the way back to the Beat Generation. The Beat Generation to the Cafe Barbar, about 6 blocks from here on the Guerrero. On Guerrero. Hey, Vampire, Mike Cassell, welcome to Internet Radio. Welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio.
It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere.
It's good to be alive.
I won't go that far.
Yeah, I know you won't.
I'm just getting used to it.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Okay, so anyway, here we be, as you see. And anyway, I've invited you. Mike, you're always welcome here. But you got a special event coming up. A special event coming up at Dylan's, also in the neighborhood. This is kind of the mission. We're in the heart of San Francisco. We're in the mission right here. And this is kind of the voice of the mission. Well, we mentioned the Cafe Bar Art on Guerrero Street, but that was in the past. And this is coming up on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Saturday at Dylan's, Welsh Pub over on 19th and Folsom. And it's going to be a publishing party for the posthumous collection of David Lerner, one of the great Bubarian poets, and I think maybe the greatest poet of my generation. And I'd like to read a couple of his poems.
Yeah.
A very short one, and then...
Well, please, feel free. This is what this is all about. And also, speaking of some of the great poets, I know you're extremely humble in your own humble way, but he's also one of the really fine poets that I always pay attention to. I'm talking about the man sitting right here in this studio.
You.
Vampire Mike Cassell. Go for it, Mike.
Okay, this first poem is a little poignant, seeing as how David ended up dying of a heroin overdose. This is called Why I Like Narcotics. Because they make me feel like velvet's been poured on my nerves. Because of how they kill pain so suavely. Because even the thought of them is a little dance with death, and death keeps me alive. Because they stabilize the economies of struggling third world nations. Because there are no surprises and they never change their mind. Because the deep gray stillness of a junk nod is like rain falling inside your head. Because they make cigarettes taste like candy. Because there's always something to escape from, and hi, I'm Houdini. Until the rush begins to fade, and I'm washed up on a deserted sandy shore, smelling of industrial waste, cuffs back in place at wrist and ankle, helpless as a fish in a net, and there's an emptiness inside me that's beating like a heart, and I realize I've almost forgotten my name as the tide starts hissing in. And that's everything you need to know about junk. Okay, this is a poem I inadvertently inspired. It's called Chinaman's Rooms, and David wrote this note about it. Around the turn of the century, labor was imported to America from Asia to work for a pittance. Minuscule rooms were constructed, especially for Asians, even smaller than the ordinary servants' quarters. Their dimensions scaled to what was considered the bare minimum required to house these, quote, smaller than average, unquote, people. They were known as Chinaman's rooms. And I was helping David clean out a Chinaman's room, which his wife, Maura, had been living in. And I told him about the whole institution of Chinaman's room, and that blew his mind away, and wrote this poem. Also, there's a mention in here of a mythology that soared before Christ's day. That would be the Hamaval, which I recited to him, which is an old Icelandic pagan poem, advice to your average Viking from Odin, and he worked that into that too, as you will see. So that's all you need to know about this poem. So Here we go. Chinaman's rooms. We live in the Chinaman's rooms, down at the end of the hall, beneath the master's quarters. We hear their heavy tread above as we wash and sleep and cook in these tiny spaces, waiting for the bell to ring, calling us to service. We live in the Chinaman's rooms, in the poor part of town, below the elevated line, near the garbage dump, within spitting distance of the soup kitchens. What little we have, we spend on food and medicine and the occasional cheap entertainment. We grow old before our time and eventually rest under the plainest of stones. Some of us weep, some don't, all our moisture expended in sweat. Our lives inch forward, one day at a time. Harsh laughter's a semicolon in our sentences. At night, we sleep like the dead. We live in the Chinaman's rooms and gamble our money away, drink, take drugs, fuck, each hiding in our own fashion from a misery that seems almost a law of nature. Some of us worship the gods of our ancestors. We are furiously stoic, faces of hard carved stone, only occasionally bending in a smile. Others go to church and repent small sins, receiving tiny blessings in return. Going home to our coffin-like spaces, washed in the blood of the lamb and encouraged to be lamb-like, while our earthbound butchers slaughter us and eat our flesh. We live in the Chinaman's rooms, in the Lower Haight, in the Mission, in North Beach, in the Western Addition, panhandled many times a day by people only fractionally poorer than ourselves. We eat cheap Chinese and McDonald's, or at home, beans and rice or macaroni and cheese, mostly buying generic. We go to the movies on the first of the month and cheer for the villain. Disdaining expensive theater popcorn for candy bars smuggled in our pockets. Some of us are more comfortable than others, but they're locked in the vice grip of 9 to 5 and dream of running away to Mexico. We live in the Chinaman's rooms. We drink, take drugs, fuck, each hiding in our fashion from a misery that seems almost a law of nature. We hide in bitter wit, brutal music, and the empty roar and chatter of ceaseless television sideshows, in anything that might even vaguely mimic a wholeness we once had for an instant, decades ago, but could no more hold on to than life itself. And the young fear hope, as if it were poison, and face the word only used in polite conversation. And sometimes we wake up in the middle of the night to a siren swelling scream and wonder if it's coming to our door. The bus came and went, leaving an earth scorched of ideals and a wistful belief in man's primal goodness growing dimmer by the second. In the 70s, we became I. Spirituality turned chic. The lowest embraced it. In the 80s, celebrity displaced fame, and corporations were melted down for their parts by squadrons of business-suited vandals, hunger forgotten by those who marched against it. And we've come to know, here in the belly of the beast, in the screaming 90s, Eritrea, Bosnia, multinational crime cartels, a 39-year-old with $15 billion, AIDS, the emblem of the age, slow, restless, inexorable, seemingly beyond the wonders of science we've knelt before. Black youths flying flags from back pockets, fighting as of old over tiny pieces of squalid turf, but now with Uzis to the death. Medicine becomes a privilege. Almost none but the richest or poorest may live in great cities. A long line of Chinaman's rooms stretching across the birthplace of democracy, servicing a tiny strip of mansions. I've taken drugs and fucked and accepted misery as a birthright. I've smoldered with rage at limousines and quartered their inhabitants for scraps from the gleaming table. And amidst the reeking disorder of my nights and days, have come to regard the pulsing rage I sense beneath the smoking ruins of our time as the beating of my heart. And perhaps God is not dead, but merely unknowable to all but those who dwell in the fiercest darkness, that light only apparent against the blackest night, a thin sputtering, the tiniest of gleamings, just barely enough to light a path down which only a few may care to go. Listen, we are not alone. It is said in an ancient myth that soared before Christ's day that all things die but one. People die, trees die, governments, fashions, religions, empires die. The only thing that doesn't die is a man's good name. I scream for honor in the bowels of history. I want my name. I want my name.
Yo, and that name is David.
David Lerner.
David Lerner, well named. And in fact, his name, we're going to be remembering him. There's going to be a memory. There's going to be a book party. There's going to be a hangout of his old friends and new friends, too. In fact, everyone within the sound of my voice, if you hear this, before Saturday and are anywhere around San Francisco, come on down, too.
Dylan's Pub, 8 o'clock. It's a Folsom and 19th Street. It's completely free. And show up at around 7:30 if you want to sign up for the open. And we are going to have a Barbarian poetry stomp.
It's going to be a reunion.
Lerner once referred to the Babar as gladiator school for poets.
And it was. And we'll have a reunion, revival, resurrection, renaissance, resurgence of that Babarian spirit of resistance, rebellion, a revolution on the poetry side. Taking down the walls, open the doors, get rid of the borders, too. Well, Mike, I want you to read one of your own, too. And this, okay. As I said, Mike, this is Vampire Mike. He's been known for that for quite a few decades now. I've known him for a couple, and he's all been Vampire Mike as well. Vampire, let's hear some of your work.
All right. Well, here's one, my last will and testament, I guess you could call it. This is called When My Time Comes. When my time comes, I want to die owing everybody money, leaving somebody pregnant with 14 conflicting wills. When my time comes, I want to die in a bathtub in Paris on a Klingon bird of prey with a stake through my heart. I want to be killed by an outraged husband, a mob of screaming peasants, a lightning bolt hurled by an affronted god. I want to die just seconds before I can divulge the location of the treasure, the name of the killer, the secret formula that cures everything. I want to die in flagrant delecto. When I die, I want screaming banshees, howling dogs, and plenty of police sirens. When I die, I want to leave an unfinished masterpiece, two grieving widows, and a deathbed curse. I want to die with the water running. I want to die with the castle in flames. I want to die just before the SWAT team arrives. I want to die with the name of the legitimate heir to the throne on my lips. I want my death to cause an ugly scandal, a financial crisis, the breakup of a marriage. I want people to say he dabbled in things man was never meant to meddle with. I want people to say if only he'd used his powers for good instead of evil. I want an old gypsy woman muttering about how my soul can finally find peace now, the bitch. I want sword-wielding Valkyries, my concubines and retainers thrown into the death ship, and my favorite wife to leap onto the pyre. I want my death to spark a war between two feuding kingdoms, to bring down a dynasty, to herald the twilight of the gods. I want to die unrepentant, outside the arms of Mother Church, and forbidden to rest in holy ground. But most of all, I want to die avenged!
Hey, that's a Vampire on Enemy Combatant Radio. It's a really good place for you to be. And hey, folks out there and out there around the planet, if you want to, we're going to have this on the website. So if you want to tell your friends, say, "Oh, you should have heard this radio. You missed it." You won't have missed it because all you have to do is click on Indie Bay Media, IndieBay.org. Click on radio, and there will be. You'll be able to get the show, and you'll see Vampire Mike. You'll see the other folks too. In fact, the other folks. If you got an email saying that Pac's Eclipse is going to be on the band, they will be in the second part of the show. So here we be, as you see. And now we got another later generation of poetry around here. This is the voice of the mission today. Almost everybody here, this is the Mission District of San Francisco. This is should be where politics and poetry is mostly poetry today. Do we know anything that's happening? David, here I have my, who keeps his ear to the ground, the engineer. Without this couldn't have happened because it's hard to keep on talking at the same time, keeping all these voices coming in some degree of balance. David, you know, I know the tomorrow is going to be the Tranny March. The tranny march to, I just happened to see that, to Dolores Park at 3 and the legendary punk band. Remember Tribe 8? Tribe 8 is going to be playing. Do you know anything else going on? On where politics, poetry, and it all meets. It's gay week. Gay day is coming up on Sunday. They'll be marching in their thousands, their tens of thousands, their hundreds of thousands. What else is going on?
Well, Bart might go on strike.
That's right. Bart might go on strike. In fact, right out of here, there's some anarchists that are calling for a muni. Well, not just anarchists, but I know them. Anyway, a muni social strike, they call it.
Fair strike.
Well, in the lineage of the anarchists, called a social strike. That's what it says on fire. It's a fair strike.
General
strike. Get on and don't pay. They tried it before. So when if it goes.
Chicago.
It did. Well, I'm down with it. I'm down with it. The voice you hear behind me egging it on, a man who's become increasingly politically enthusiastic with a revolution as against the fake revolution. I'm talking about a man we've known each other, about 10 years?
At least.
I've known him almost a quarter century. By him, I mean Dave. So this is like a new generation. This is the next generation. Did you ever get to the Bar? You came a little late for that.
I was the very last feature at the Bar.
Okay, well, here's the lineage. So, hey, welcome to Enemy Combatant Radio. Welcome to Poetry Politics Organic Radio. Take it away.
Well, this one's for you, Vampire Mike. It's a haiku series. The witches. They hacked up her corpse and buried her in secret. The werewolves. They injected them with subtle poisons and would not let them die. The zombies have always been slaves. The vampires have taken over the world. All the pain is caused by vampires. It is possible to kill them so they don't come back. Say farewell to Earth forever, suckers. What do you think, Vampire?
I think you're giving away too many secrets.
That has been the...
I think you'll have to be dealt with.
I already have been dealt with. I've achieved immortality. Having died, I don't have to die again.
Yeah, but that's only immortality for 15 minutes.
Right. This one is...
yeah, one more. Give us something else.
This one is against Beyond the Vampires.
Okay, transcending all past categories. Here we be, as you see. A.K.
This is religious. We can destroy the gods. Forget about God on high. We've already destroyed his monsters. We have neutralized the heroes. The nymphs and river gods are in a coma. We have revealed the Olympian gods as the frauds that they are. Bring on day. Bring on night. We have taken light and conquered the darkness. From the darkness we betray the light. We have trampled love under our feet and have taken the word and turned it into nonsense. We rape the mother. We rape the daughters and turn the sons into catamites. Your messiahs work for us. Your kings come to us and we give them handouts. The Wizard of Oz flew off in his balloon. We stayed behind and enslaved the Munchkins. Bow down, God. Bow down, Yahweh. Bow down, Allah. If you see the Buddha under a tree, kick him. Krishna can lick my balls. Ra will be abased before me, just like before. I have conquered victory and made losing an art. All the gods bow down to us. We are Americans with a K, taking the K back from the Klan and marking it for Kenny. And we are about to teach you what American really means. All the gods bow down to us. We are soldiers of Mithras. Mithras comes from beyond the god realm to slay gods and bring his followers immortality. Old soldiers never die. We reach from beyond the grave to bite your ass again.
Shoot, and that's Kenny. That was Kenny. That still is Kenny. That's Kenny out and about. That's his cry of defiance. He's kind of the Nietzsche of the streets around here. That's Kenny by around here. That's Kenny. Hey, Kenny, good to hear you.
Yeah.
That's Kenny, the Nietzsche of the streets. So we're going to have... So anyway, this is San Francisco. This is Diamond Dave. And Barb Boyer is here. We're back on the radio, putting it out there around the planet. And now we're going to take a, can we take a musical break? Can we get a segue? Because we're bringing in Pac Eclipse. They're a three-unit band, acoustic band, and they're good, and you're going to be liking them for sure. And this is every Tuesday, every Thursday, pardon me, around 8 o'clock. You can get it wherever you happen to be.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands is hold. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rode, and your deserts was hot and your mountains was cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I slept on the ground in the light of the moon. On the edge of the city, you'll see us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California, Arizona, I make all your crops. Lift up north to Oregon, gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine. Just sit on your table, your life's sparkling wine. Green pastures are plenty from dry desert ground. From the Grand Coulee Dam where waters run down. If stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. It's always we ramble that river and I. All along your green valley I will work until I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be. And my pastures plenty must always be free.
Yo, brothers and sisters, Enemy Combatant Radio, Diamond Dave. These are some folks who I've. These are some folks that I go back to one way or another, all the way back to the early 80s. And they appeared, they were one of our features for the 96th birthday of the Park Branch Library in the heart of the hate. In fact, I want to remind everybody that second Tuesday is an open mic there, 7 o'clock, the Park Branch Library. It's the oldest branch library in San Francisco, 1833 Page Street. Come on up. Now, second Tuesday, I'm going to be gone, but I'll be back. I'm going to the Rainbow Gathering, but I'll be back for the show. We'll go on. We'll talk about it. This is every Thursday at 8 o'clock or so, Enemy Combatant Radio. Catch it if you want to know who it is. And if you want to know what's coming on next, this is a three-piece unit. They're going to amaze you and get you thinking and get you bouncing about. It's called Pac Eclipse. Get it? And here they be as you see. Take it away, folks. You're live and on the radio. Thank you.
knows itself with the moon. Be that with me. Be the rose nearest to the thorn that I am.
Beautiful. I want to let people know that that, in fact, goes back to the 14th century. Am I right?
Yes.
And it was written by the poet. When he's talking about you, he's not necessarily talking about another human being. I believe he's talking about the great spirit within and without.
Yes. And his wife.
And his wife. And whatever. Well, you can take it. The interesting thing to me about that's Jalaluddin Rumi from the his years were, I believe, 1328 to 1364. He wrote originally in the Farsi, that's the language of Persia, the language of Iran today, and his poetry, he was a Sufi, and so when he's his poetry can be really personal, really romantic, really sensual, but it's also really spiritual and about the spirit within and without. Am I right? Why don't you introduce yourself, introduce the rest of the band.
Oh. Hello, I'm Chris, and I'm a lot of trouble. This is Chris Olson, who's been playing here for, God, forever. On drums. I'm on ukulele and other things. And Delene Hessinger, who's singing. And the next composition's by Sarojini Naidu. I hope I pronounced that right. A 17-year-old Indian woman who wrote her stuff at 17 years old in 1905. Here we go.
All right, take it away. This is Pax Eclipse. Live and in the studio, right here in the heart of San Francisco.
This is a lullaby, believe it or not. A bit of a lullaby.
Fields of rice. switch at your eyes.
That's pretty. That's pretty nice. That's pretty real. That's a
Pox?
Eclipse. Pox eclipse. Pox eclipse. And A and B and C. Do you guys got a CD or somewhere or
the
website?
We're working on it.
Nope. They're working.
We do have a keyboard player who's in at the New England Conservatory of Music right now.
Okay.
Doing a little master class thing. So I wanted to keep her in the fold. We miss you, Aaron.
Oh, she can be listening. She might be listening online. Yeah, probably is. Online. This is pretty easy. This is pretty, when you think about it, this is a pretty, and in fact, let me tell people, too, if you missed it, if you have friends, you say, I want to hear these Poxy clips and the Cowboy Poet and Vampire Mike and all the Reddits, a concentrated hour of pure talent from the heart of San Francisco. We're casting a wide net. Where once again we cast a wide net, the common thread is creativity and imagination and revolution. We cast a wide net, that's if we find the common thread, we can let the life flourish. In fact, we encourage it, and don't panic, we'll just keep it organic. Right here on Enemy of Combatant Radio, the organic radio show. And if you'd like to be interested, if you're interested in taking part, we could always use help. You know, you might want to do a show. This is getting around the planet. David, and I want to turn to ask my engineer, without whom this could not happening. How can people connect? I guess they can send an email right there on the website, eh?
Oh, yeah. ECR at Enemy Combatant Radio at .net, and otherwise you can do indiebay.org, and then just click on the icon for radio. If you want to give us a call, also it's area code 415-864-1006.
There you go. Give us a call. If you'd like to be part of it, as you can see, we're able to bring an immense, interesting variety and a whole three-piece band right here in our small but sufficient studio. And now you have a last number you'd like to do, eh?
Yes.
You want to tell us a bit about it, or you just want to get right into it?
Well, Delene wrote these lyrics, and God knows what it's about.
Okay, ready?
Okay. It's called What You Got.
It's called What You Got.
Tencent racket, gonna spoil my fun. Out in the alley when the evening's done. Get no comfort in the noonday sun. But you got the thing. Wash my hands up clean. The dog, he is hungry, and it makes him mean. I wish I could buy that new machine, but you got the thing that moves me. Oh, you got the thing. keep on looking at that catalog.
Definitely moves me. It's Apocalypse, Blapox, Pox Eclipse. And that was really cool. And I can see the connections. You began in the 14th century with Rumi and then took that message about the message, the spirit message from there till today. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Right on time. And here it is in San Francisco, in the heart of San Francisco, in the heart of the mission. And we're gonna move on now. David Grace, thanks for backing us up. Without you, this could be happening and getting this around the planet.
Thank you, Dave.
And we're going out. We're going to go out and join the folks at the BART station at 16th and Mission. If you're here, if you're planning a trip to San Francisco, put this down in your mental. If you are in San Francisco, come on down to the BART platform. That's Bay Area Rapid Transit at 16th and Mission, outside on the plaza. There's about to begin. When we get there, there'll be a lot of poets. In fact, they're going to be doing it next week because I'm going to be gone. It's called the Collaborative Arts Insurgency, and it's beginning just about right now. And this is the radio voice, Enemy Insurgency Radio, putting it out there around the planet on the internet on indiebay.org. Take it away, fellas. Start making your own radio. First, I said, fuck George Bush, the horse he rode in on. This is a station where we can say that. Fuck, I'm not going to get suspended. Fuck George Bush, the horse he rode in on. And I said, no, that's wrong. It's fuck George Bush. He's the horse that they rode in on. We better get some of our own horses going, and that's indie radio. That's underground radio. That's pirate radio. 10 years ago, David, just down the hall here, I used to say every Sunday, I'd say, this is Radio X, Radio Eke, Radio Libre, undocumented, unlicensed, and on the air, heard throughout the mission at 102.5. And now we're heard around the planet, right here, Enemy Combatant Radio. As you see, we're feeling free.
And we're going to go out with some country Joe McDonald. This is an old one of his called Moviola.
Okay, Moviola, Radiola. And that's Toby Paul.
I went to the picture show just to ease my mind. I sat down in the second row and everything was fine. The theater darkened, an image filled the screen. Oh my God, it was the same old shit. You know what I mean? It was Dirty Sam, the Macho Man, and his best friend Pete, beating on women and children all up and down the street. Then on the screen comes Romeo with beautiful Carol Lou. She says, oh no, Romeo, don't go. He says, I gotta do what I gotta do. Dirty Sam sent a message to Romeo, said, you better get out of town. Romeo tells Dirty Sam, well, I'm gonna stand my ground. The Pete and Sam and their whole gang start loading up their rides. And there's a 10-minute spot with a whole lot of shots of them drinking and playing cards. Carol Lou begins to tremble, tears run down her face. She begs old Romeo to give her just one last embrace. The colors start to intensify and a choir begins to sing. The camera zooms in on Carol's eyes and they start to do their thing. Then things really start to happen, just like in the movie ads. Women get raped and murdered, men get choked and stabbed. Carol gets fucked, Romeo throws up, Dirty Sam gives someone head. See, piss and shit and cock and tit, and in the end, everyone's dead. Yeah.
Very profound.
Well, the audience really
I felt like I was in a dream. Just saying, oh wow, man, Far Out, that's the heaviest movie I've ever seen. I'm sitting there trying to understand, it's a bit too much for my head. And then the lights go out, the screen fills up, and they start to show it again. Now I didn't want to see the movie again, so I got up and left. I went right home, took a couple of drinks, and jumped right into bed. Next morning in the paper I read that the movie I went to see was voted by every critic as the movie of the century. Yeah, I went to the picture show just to ease my mind. I sat down in the second row and everything was fine. The theater darkened, an image filled the screen. Oh my God, it was the same old shit. Hey, you know what I mean? In the evening after dinner, I flip on my TV and I notice there's a frown where your smile used to be. Is it that you're growing a little tired of the game? Excuse me, but your program seems a little bit insane. Structures, they tower to the sky in phosphorescent madness. Cars go whizzing by, and everywhere billboards selling people by the pound. Sometimes all this luxury can start to bring you down. Gods and goddesses inside palatial walls, waltzing at the masquerade, their masks begin to fall. The queen steps from her pedestal, it fouls the master plan. The doll can walk, the doll can talk.